Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is May 3, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Digital Currency Group boosts GBTC share purchases to $750 million limit. Dapper Labs, Coinbase Ventures joins $65 million investment in avatar startup Genies. Soccer player Ifunanyachi Achara, the latest sports pro to take salary in Bitcoin. Ether's price rally above $3,200 appears spot-driven, boding well for further gains. Secret Network raises $11.5 million to further privacy and app development. DeFi Oracle Umbrella Network migrates to Binance Smart Chain from Ethereum. Ether, on winning streak, surges to record over $3,200, tops Bank of America on market cap. Now let's get started. Digital Currency Group boosts GBTC share purchases to $750 million limit. GBTC has been trading at a discount for several months in the face of rising competition and the prospect of a Bitcoin ETF being approved in the US this year. Digital Currency Group, DCG, the parent of Grayscale, said it has authorized the purchase of up to $750 million worth of the lagging shares of the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, OTCQX, GBTC, up from a $250 million level earlier. In an announcement Monday, DCG, which is also the parent company of CoinDesk, said it had already purchased $193.5 million GBTC shares as of April 30. GBTC has been trading at a discount for several months in the face of competition from other closed-end Bitcoin funds, Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, ETFs, in Canada and the prospect that a Bitcoin, BTC, plus 2.1%, ETF could be approved in the US sometime in the next year. Repurchasing shares is a common tool among companies that are trying to increase the price of their shares by creating demand for the shares while decreasing the number of shares outstanding. Dapper Labs, Coinbase Ventures joins $65 million investment in avatar startup Genies. The funding will be used to expand Genies NFT marketplace on Dapper Labs Flow blockchain. A startup that brings flair to your online persona has raised $65 million with notable participation from some of crypto's rising stars. The Series B for Genies was led by Mary Meeker's Bond Capital with participation from Dapper Labs, Polychain, Coinbase Ventures, Hashkey and others. The funding will be used to invest in the technology behind the Genies avatar system and to expand its digital goods and non-fungible token, NFT, marketplace on Dapper Labs Flow blockchain. Dapper Labs, which was responsible for the high-flying digital collectibles platform NBA Top Shot, will launch a secondary digital products market with Genies later this year. The marketplace will allow customers to purchase, sell and exchange digital wearables. We're partnering with Dapper Labs to make sure that we are able to create a user experience with our NFTs that is the best we possibly can provide, said Genies Chief Operating Officer and co-founder Jake Adams. The Genies Dapper Labs tie-up was first reported in November. Adams said Genies' goal is to become the go-to virtual identity for people who want to express themselves in the digital world. Genies has opened the door to a new type of virtual self-expression that is changing the way we interact with one another online, starting with celebrities and moving to all of us, Bond Capital's Meeker said in a press release. Celebs like Justin Bieber, Cardi B and Shawn Mendes are early Genies supporters. 20-year-old singer Camila Cabello also participated in the Series B. Soccer player Ifunanyachi Achara, the latest sports pro to take salary in Bitcoin. The Nigeria-born Toronto FC forward sends some of his Bitcoin home to help his family avoid surging inflation rates in Africa's largest economy. A fifth-year forward for Toronto FC is the latest professional athlete to convert a portion of his salary to Bitcoin, BTC, plus 2.38%. Ifunanya Achi Achara, 23, said he takes around half of his Major League Soccer, MLS, salary in Bitcoin by linking with a third-party exchange service. He switched to Bitwage in February after months of self-executing Binance buys. Achara is among the first pro athletes to go public with their Bitcoin salaries. Like National Football League players Sean Culkin and Russell Okun, Achara said he believes Bitcoin is a hedge against fiat inflation, particularly in his home country. The Nigerian Naira's annual inflation hit a four-year high at above 18% in March. "The rate of inflation is killing us," Achara said in an interview. "The more the U.S. prints money during COVID to help people, the more it devalues our currency. So my family, when I send them money home, I send them Bitcoin." Bitcoin remittances have appealed for years to pockets of foreigners moving money back home. BTC's decentralized nature allows users to sidestep high wire transfer fees. In the case of Nigeria, whose government shuts down private citizens' bank accounts, according to Achara, it allowed him to skirt a monetary blockade. "If I wanted to send money to my parents to move away from a state that I felt like was really violent, I couldn't," Achara said. "I couldn't send them money to the bank. It was just through Bitcoin that I was able to send my family money more easily and efficiently and as fast as possible." Many Nigerians are storing their wealth in foreign bills, according to Bloomberg. Achara's family is just doing it in Bitcoin. They occasionally trade their Bitcoin for the local currency, he said. Meanwhile, Nigeria's central bank is allegedly closing crypto traders' bank accounts. For Bitwage, Achara is the company's first pro athlete, though CEO Jonathan Chester said the company is in conversations with other athletes, musicians and famous influencers. "We've been helping people get paid in Bitcoin for 7 years," Chester said via email, "but this is the first year that we are really starting to see Bitcoin payroll pick up with mainstream markets." Ether's price rally above $3,200 appears spot-driven, boding well for further gains. Ether's spot-driven rally is primarily due to excitement around the impending EIP 1559 upgrade, one market expert said. Ether's latest rally is being fueled by spot market gains rather than by a buildup of leverage in the derivatives market, analysts said, potentially signaling that the price gains may have legs. The second largest cryptocurrency rose to a record high of $3,201 early Monday, making its year-to-date gain over 330%, according to CoinDesk 20 data. Ethereum's funding rates remain flat and went negative early today on FTX. Matthew Dibb, chief operating officer and co-founder of Stack Funds, said. "Our view is that the spot-driven rally for ETH is primarily due to excitement around the impending EIP 1559 upgrade. The funding rate, calculated and paid every 8 hours, refers to the cost of holding long positions in perpetuals, futures with no expiry. A high funding rate implies increased buying in the derivatives market, which doesn't appear to be the case with Ether now. The average funding rate across major exchanges is barely holding above zero at press time, meaning the derivative segment is far from overheated and the buying pressure is mainly stemming from spot markets. An overheated derivatives market typically leads to sudden price pullbacks similar to ones seen in January and mid-February after the funding rate reached highs above 0.15%. According to Swiss-based derivatives data provider Lavitas, the breakout above $3,000 could be long-lasting. Despite Ether flying past $3,000, funding rates are completely flat. So this certainly feels like a sustainable spot-led rally, Lavitas tweeted early Monday. Ki-young Ju, CEO of blockchain analytics firm CryptoQuant, said institutional buyers look to be accumulating the cryptocurrency. Roughly 400,000 ETH flowed out of Coinbase a few days ago. "Speculative guess. Institutions are now buying Ether," Ju said on Twitter. Coinbase outflows are taken to represent institutional buying, as the exchange's custody wallets are directly integrated with its over-the-counter, OTC, desk. Institutions typically deal with OTC desks. Some investors look to be betting on a continued rally toward $5,000. Among all the options listed on the dominant crypto exchange Deribit, the most common open position is the $5,000 call. Data shared by the options analytics platform Lavitas shows. The total open interest in the $5,000 call is 69,000 contracts at press time. Of that, 15,970 are due to expire at the end of May and 18,400 at the end of June. A call option gives the purchaser the right but not the obligation to buy the underlying asset at a predetermined price on or before a specific date. In plain English, a call option is a bullish bet. The bullish sentiment likely stems from analysts predicting a considerable drop in Ether's annual issuance following the EIP 1559 upgrade, a proposal to change Ethereum's fee structure, also known as Ethereum's scarcity engine or ETH's burn mechanism. That said, the options market currently sees less than a 10% probability of Ether ending the second quarter above $5,000, according to data source Skew. The cryptocurrency remains vulnerable to the effects of sharp Bitcoin price pullbacks. Secret Network raises $11.5 million to further privacy and app development. The position continues a string of ongoing interest in privacy-protecting tech. Several large venture capital firms have acquired a stake in SCRT, the native token of Secret Network, a Layer 1 blockchain featuring privacy-preserving smart contracts. The position, amounting to $11.5 million, was led by Arrington Capital and Blocktower Capital and included Spartan Group and Skynet Trading. This purchase continues a string of ongoing interest in privacy-protecting tech at a time when other networks focused on everything from data to transactional privacy have drawn interest from funders. According to the announcement, the acquired position will support the growth of applications on Secret Network, particularly in regards to the burgeoning decentralized finance, DeFi, and non-fungible token, NFT, ecosystems. Secret is the first blockchain ecosystem to prioritize privacy. Financial privacy is critical to individual freedom, and Arrington Capital has long been committed to financial privacy and censorship resistance, said Michael Arrington, founder of Arrington Capital, in a statement. The rapid expansion of decentralized finance makes solutions like Secret Network a timely addition to the DeFi ecosystem. One such application is Secret Swap, the Secret Network's answer for privacy on DeFi. Secret Swap is a front-running resistant and cross-chain automated market maker, AMM, with privacy protection. According to the announcement, over $100 million in Ethereum assets are currently being used within the Secret DeFi ecosystem, and multiple bridges to additional ecosystems are in development. Daily gas use has grown nearly 3,000% since January, and the number of active Secret accounts, not including exchange addresses, has grown 500%. Of all the networks in all the world, we chose Secret because it was a yes brainer, said Monty Munford, chief evangelist and core contributor to Swiss-based privacy DeFi company Siena Network, which is building their platform on Secret Network. They understand privacy and we understand DeFi. Match made in heaven. Secret NFTs. It will also support a more novel privacy endeavor currently in development, Secret NFTs. Secret NFTs are non-fungible tokens that allow for private ownership as well as public and private metadata. Multiple Secret apps leveraging Secret NFTs are being developed for launch on the network in Q2 2021. Tor Bear, the Secret Foundation's executive director and chairman, said Secret NFTs are distinguished by two primary features. One is private ownership. NFTs are rare, so anyone can figure out who owns a certain NFT and then correlate addresses with individuals. Allowing for private ownership of NFTs ensures assets and transactions do not need to be exposed to everyone by default. The second feature is private metadata. In addition to public metadata, Secret NFTs provide an optional private metadata field, said Bear. This enables you to do things like have game cards that have some public abilities, as well as special hidden abilities. Or an art NFT creator might choose to make a thumbnail or watermarked version of the image public so people have an idea of what they are buying, but the full resolution, non-watermarked version is private and must be purchased to view it. Finally, Secret Network will continue to dish out developer grants for applications developed on the network. The first Secret Network grant was awarded for the development of Secret NFTs. The second Secret Network grant was just announced for Fartles, a decentralized and private social media platform allowing creators to share items of small value. DeFi Oracle Umbrella Network migrates to Binance Smart Chain from Ethereum. BSC integration will reduce transaction costs by up to 90%+ versus Ethereum, Umbrella Network said. Decentralized finance, DeFi, Oracle Umbrella Network, which acts as a bridge between smart contracts and off-chain data feeds, is shifting its base from Ethereum to relatively low-cost smart contract platform Binance Smart Chain, BSC. Integrating with BSC offers Umbrella multiple advantages when compared to working on other platforms, including transaction fees that are over 90% lower than what is incurred on Ethereum, the company said in an announcement on Monday. For example, while the Ethereum transaction to get a data point on-chain might cost $50, that same transaction might only cost 50 cents via BSC. So, with the BSC integration, Umbrella Network can run frequent data updates and provide the most current price for smart contracts using its feeds. BSC has been on a tear of late, having surpassed Ethereum in daily unique active wallets and transaction count early this year. Ethereum has become a victim of its own success, with record activity leading to network congestion and high transaction costs and increased demand for rival blockchains, Layer 2 sidechains. On Saturday, BSC processed 7.3 million transactions, nearly six times greater than Ethereum's tally of 1.42 million, according to data source bscscan.com. Per DeBank, PancakeSwap, the top BSC-based decentralized exchange, now has a total value locked of nearly $10.4 billion, making it bigger than the top three Ethereum-based DeFi protocols Uniswap, Compound, and DeFi. From our first product roadmap, we have planned to integrate into BSC, and the timing couldn't be better, given the platform's exploding ecosystem, Umbrella's founding partner Sam Kim said. Some researchers have recently voiced concerns about possible centralization on BSC, as the smart contract platform relies on just 21 validators selected daily to approve transactions. Meanwhile, Ether, ETH, plus 9.13%, has more than 125,000 validators. Data source BeaconScan shows. Umbrella Network, however, said it is confident that the shift to the less decentralized BSC will facilitate faster decentralization of its own network. Lower operating costs on BSC will allow Umbrella to move faster toward its goals of full decentralization by giving more members of the community the opportunity to participate as validators almost immediately, Kim noted in the press release. On Ethereum, that network's prohibitive costs required node operators to have large capital bases to operate effectively. The Oracle network plans to use the savings generated from the shift to BSC to deepen its data library. The low-cost structure enables Umbrella to add more data points to the industry-leading 1,000+ data pairs already available via the Umbrella network, Kim said. The migration kicks off Umbrella's BSC month event, during which the Oracle Network will announce new partnerships with more than 10 BSC-based projects, beginning this week with the first three, Smoothie, Block Bank, and Uno Re. In addition, Umbrella Network recently signed partnerships with cryptocurrency exchange Huobi and Asia-based infrastructure provider Hashcork. In the future, the project envisions interoperability with other Layer 1 platforms, including Avalanche, Solana, Polkadot, and others, according to the press release. Ether, on winning streak, surges to record over $3,200, tops Bank of America on market cap. Ether's milestone comes from surging trader interest in the leading smart contracts blockchain. Ether, ETH, the native cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain, surged Monday to a new record price over $3,200. Amid fresh speculation that the network's value might soar as more traders warm to the potential of decentralized finance, known as DeFi, and other uses like non-fungible tokens or NFTs. The new all-time high price of $3,201 came just hours after the market topped $3,000 for the first time ever. Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency overall, has risen for 9 straight days, its longest winning streak since the bull market of late 2017 and early 2018. The Ether price has quadrupled just this year alone, outperforming Bitcoin, BTC, the largest cryptocurrency, which has doubled. Ether now has a market capitalization of $364 billion, exceeding that of Bank of America, the largest U.S. bank, as well as that of the entertainment giant Walt Disney and food conglomerate Nestle. The latest price move comes amid signs of growing interest in Ether from big institutional investors and Wall Street firms, similar to the dynamic that propelled Bitcoin to a market capitalization over $1 trillion earlier this year. Late last week, the Wall Street investment research firm FundStrat predicted that Ether could surge to $10,000 this year, powered by enthusiasm over DeFi's growth and advances in internet-based financial applications. The daily transaction count has increased by 22% to 1.376 million this year, per data provided by Glassnode. The Ethereum network settled $1.5 million in transactions in the first quarter alone, more than the combined tally of the previous 7 quarters. These applications are generating approximately 3x fees for the Ethereum network versus Bitcoin, which trades at approximately 3x the market cap, FundStrat's David Grider wrote. Even analysts for JP Morgan, the largest U.S. bank, have acknowledged the network's promise despite some predictions that the success of DeFi's automated, blockchain-based trading and lending applications might eventually steal market share from traditional financial firms. In combination with the continued growth for DeFi and other components of the Ethereum-based economy, this suggests some technical but occasionally important bullish tailwinds versus Bitcoin, according to JP Morgan. The network Coinmetrics data shows the number of active addresses recently climbed to a new all-time high of 771,000, surpassing the previous record of 739,000 set in November. And according to DeFi Pulse, which tracks use of DeFi applications, the amount of collateral locked in decentralized trading, lending and insurance applications has climbed to $68 billion, a more than fourfold increase so far in 2021. The figure was less than $1 billion at the start of 2020. The total market capitalization for DeFi recently topped $100 billion, with some of the most popular projects like Uniswap and Compound built on the Ethereum blockchain. Ether is one of the main beneficiaries in the wider explosion in the cryptocurrency market, Nigel Green, chief executive officer of Devere Group, wrote in emailed comments. The boom over recent months has been fueled by soaring interest from major institutional investors and growing recognition that borderless digital currencies are the future of money. Additional excitement comes from Ethereum's planned ETH 2.0 upgrade, which will transform the network from using the energy-hungry proof-of-work POW, consensus mechanism, similar to Bitcoin's, to a more capital-intensive proof-of-stake, POS, system. A consensus mechanism is the system a blockchain uses to confirm transactions and assure network security. Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin gave a presentation recently on the network's development roadmap after its merge to proof-of-stake, including a long-awaited feature known as sharding that could boost transaction throughput and speed. Sharding will expand Ethereum's capacity to process transactions by splitting its database into 64 new mini-blockchains, addressing network congestion. High fees on the Ethereum blockchain have been a nagging source of complaints among users, and have led to growing use of rival blockchains like Binance Smart Chain, which is affiliated with Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange by trading volume. Cryptocurrency traders have bid up prices for Binance's BNB token as well as digital assets associated with so-called Ethereum killers, include Solana and Polkadot. Ethereum is already years ahead of Bitcoin in everything but price and fame, according to Devere's Green. There's a real sense that 2021 is the year for Ether. Its time has come. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.